Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers have chosen a selection from the program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, What is Qi?, comes from the audio program Qi Meditations, from Dr. Maoxing Ni. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Dr. Maoxing Ni in California for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's selection. Practitioners of Chinese medicine know that an understanding of the fundamental components of this modality is useful when practicing and incorporating these techniques into your life. In this selection, Dr. Maoxing Ni demonstrates his mastery of Chinese medicine by presenting an overview of the principle of qi in clear and simple language. In addition to uncovering this often misunderstood concept, Dr. Maoxing Ni explores the two sides of qi, yin and yang, and how those energies are reflected in our bodies and in our world. You can download the entire program, Qi Meditations, soundstrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, What is Qi? With Dr. Maoxing Ni.
Let's discuss Qi, energy, life force, vitality. To gain mastery over our lives and achieve optimal health, it is necessary to have a basic understanding of the nature of energy. Vital energy, life force, or Qi, as the ancient Chinese refer to it, is formless, yet it is the subtle breath of the life that permeates and vitalizes the universe. Energy envelops us and fills us, just like a fish is unaware of the fact that it lives in water. We are unaware of the inexhaustible sea of energy that supports our lives. The sun is an obvious expression of this energy. It provides fuel for plant life. It activates biological clocks in humans and other organisms. And its energy can even be converted into electricity for use in our homes and offices. How brilliant. Think about that for a second. We're just surrounded by this solar energy. But most of the energy around us is imperceptible. That's why we call it subtle energy. Qi activates and maintains all life. Subtle energy gives birth to life. Everything that exists is an expression or projection of that energy in varying states or frequencies. So here, let me share with you a quote from my book, Secrets of Self-Healing. This is a traditional understanding of qi, and I think it really describes energy in a very eloquent way that covers sort of the whole philosophical understanding of what qi is. When qi gathers, it is called matter. When qi diffuses, it is called space. When qi animates form, it is called life. When qi separates and withdraws from form, it is called death. When qi flows, there is health. When qi is blocked, there is sickness and disease. Qi embraces all things, circulates through them, and sustains them. The planet depends on it for their light and motion. Weather is formed by it, and seasons are caused by it. Qi activates and maintains all life. But what is this qi? You know, it sounds so elusive. The good news is we can actually measure qi. We can now record and measure subtle energy. For instance, an electroencephalogram, EEG, records noise from brain waves that transmit signals from brain cells to tissues. Qi is informational. In other words, it carries a specific signal or message similar to how voices and data are carried by electrical currents through copper wires or by bursts of light through fiber optic cables. Our bodies are absorptive, reflective, and generative of this informational energy fields. For example, studies show that when a medical Qigong practitioner is emitting energy towards a subject, there is a consistent shift of EEG brainwave patterns to the alpha state, which is the healing and resting state in the subject. studies show that meditation causes similar changes in the brain waves. Qi energy can be understood also as polarity. It has two sides to it. We call it yin and yang. Ancient Chinese sage observed the cyclical phases of energy evolution and movement as the combination of two distinctly opposite yet complementary energy states called yin and yang. The yin and yang polarity system provides a basis for all phenomena in nature, and certainly modern physics has proven this to be true. Take the example of an atom. It has a positively charged core called proton and a negatively charged outer layer of electron. It is the opposite forces that binds them together, creating the atom. In fact, if the tendency of the electrons to propel themselves away from the nucleus were not counterbalanced by the attractive forces of the protons, the atom would simply disintegrate. And since the atom compose matter, the world that we know of it would not exist. On a much larger scale, this principle functions to hold together our solar system and the billions of galaxies in the universe. There is no facet of life to which the forces of yin and yang do not apply. For example, I use the principle of restoring yin-yang balance to help my patients with thyroid conditions. In the case of hypothyroidism, there is an excess yin, and in hyperthyroidism, there is an excess of yang. In this case, healing and wellness is about reducing the excess so that there is a balance of yin and yang. Allow me to share with you some yin and yang correspondences for some of you who are hearing this for the first time. Yin corresponds to moon, yang corresponds to the sun. Earth corresponds to yin, and heaven corresponds to yang. Form and function are yin and yang correspondences. Similarly, dark corresponds to yin, and light corresponds to yang. So we go down the list, and yin represents deficient, depressed states, night, feminine, contraction, cold, interior, slow, water, autumn, winter seasons, for example, whereas yang corresponds to excess. Again, it's opposite, right? To deficient, manic to depression, day to night, masculine to the feminine, expansion to contraction, hot versus cold. Yang also means exterior versus the interior that corresponds to yin. It's fast versus slow, fire, water, and movement, quiescence, and finally spring and summer versus autumn and winter. So as you can see, it's opposite, right? Both yin and yang. However, they depend on each other. They're relative to one another. So they depend on each other for definition. So this is how the world can be pretty much categorized. All the phenomenons in the world belongs to these two polar and yet complementary energies. Yin and yang are akin to a scale. Take this simple example of body temperature. When you're cold, there is an imbalance tipping the scale towards yin. Your instinctive reaction is to warm up by, say, increase circulation via exercise. Movement is an expression of yang. Likewise, when your body is hot or feverish, cooling it off by drinking cold water, using an ice pack, or inducing perspiration will recalibrate the yin and yang scale from a yang-heavy imbalance to a balance between the two poles.